spring came and the summer and fall, Paul Bunyan sat in his binnacle, regarding like a lighthouse lamp the work going on in the lumber camps, dreaming dreams which now and then he liked to tell to his lumbermen. His phrases rolled like waves on a beach, and during the course of a single speech, young boys grew up and needed a shave. Old men got worried they'd be late for the grave. He woke one morning feeling unwell, said to Babe, "What's the matter? I feel like hell." Babe cocked her head, said, "Get a wife. One can have too much of the bachelor life." And so one morning in the month of May, Paul went wife hunting at the break of day. He kept a sharp lookout, but all the girls he saw were much too small. But at last he came to a valley green, with mountains beside and a river between. And there on the bank before his eyes, he beheld a girl of the proper size. The average man, if he walked in haste, would have taken a week to get round her waist. When you looked at her bosom, you couldn't fail to see it was built on a generous scale. They eyed each other for an interval. Then she said, "I'm Carrie," and he said, "I'm Paul." What happened then? I've no idea. They never told me, and I wasn't there. But whatever it was, she became his wife, and they started in on the married life. And in a year a daughter came, tiny she was and tiny her name. I wish I could say that Carrie and Paul were a happy pair, but they weren't at all. It's not the business of a song to say who was right and who was wrong. Both said the bitter things that pain, and wish they hadn't but said them again, till Carrie said at last one day, "It's no use, Paul, I must go away." Paul struck a match and lit his pipe, said, "It seems a pity, but perhaps you're right." So Carrie returned to her homeland, leading Tiny by the hand. And Paul stayed in camp with the lumbermen, though he paid them visits now and then. One day Tiny telegraphed him, "Come quick, very worried, mother's sick." But the doctor met him at the door and said, "I've bad news for you, Paul, she's dead." He ran upstairs and stood by the bed. "Poor Carrie," he murmured and stroked her head. "I know we fought and I was to blame, but I loved you greatly all the same." He picked up Tiny and stroked her hair, said, "I've not been much of a father, dear, but I'll try to be better until the day when you want to give your heart away. And whoever the lucky man may be, I hope he's a better man than me." So they got ready to return to the camp of which you now shall learn.